You know, as we continue to praise the Lord, you know, just this week, the reading from Acts about Paul and Silas being in prison and being chained for preaching the word of God. And, you know, they were chained and they were bound and they were in prison. And the first thing they did is they praised the Lord. And that's what they did. And, you know, I'm not so sure that being in the same circumstances, I could have done that. You know, that's where their hearts were. Their hearts were, let's praise Jesus. And they did that. And they did it with gusto and might and belief that God was working. So when they praised God, there was an earthquake. And their chains were removed. Their chains were removed. Because when we praise God, we get freedom. We get freedom. God does not dishonor our praises, no matter where we are in our lives. He wants us to lift our hearts to him, no matter what circumstance we're in. So as we move forward today with our praise and worship, give God your heart and expect him to do something for you. Amen?
Amen.
Let's praise.
Amen.